Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I've got a seed
the ground this morning. What about you? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Meg Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the marred place. Oh yes, as we come boldly before the throne of God this morning, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, and giving him all of the things. Oh, bless his holy name. See, it was God this morning that touched you with his finger of love and woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. So, Lord God, as we bow before you, we thank you this morning for coming before us. Lord God, for giving us one more time to be in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for everything because of who you are. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
Dr. Smith, God bless you as well. This is our season for blessing. This is our season for grace. This is our season to get ready to receive what God has for us. I give blessings to honor unto our living God, and also I bless God, first of all, for my wife. I thank God for her, and I thank God for each and every one of you in your respectable places. We send shout outs to all of our friends and family internationally that listen in and faithfully. My God, if they not zoomed in, they go back and record or download the broadcast where they can stay up on different things in their prayer life and their word. And I thank God for each and every one of you locally that is engaged and that is tuning in as well, because this is our season for grace and this is our season for favor. I'm going to get ready to go into prayer on this morning. We're going to keep our families up, the Mother Jackson. We're going to keep the Jackson families up as they're engaging into some business and different things this morning. And we just thank God for them as well. And I just give blessings and honor to each and every one of you in your respective places, because I know without a shadow of doubt that the Lord is working it out. I don't know about you, because regardless of what it may look like, I know that God is working it out. And before I go into prayer, I'm going to aim a certain area this morning. My God, it's a certain area that God was speaking into me about on last night. Amen. And he was speaking to me about just telling the people to keep staying focused. The adversary wants to pull you from the place that you don't elevate it from. He's trying to find you. He's trying to get a hold to you. But God said, if you continue to stay focused and don't worry about the little things that is going on, don't worry about the little issues might try to flare up, don't worry about the little naysayers that want to come try to throw a rock your way, because now what's going on, my God, is the enemy is trying to get you to look back. And look back to going entertain some of this stuff, some of this naysayers, some of these emotions, some of these feelings, amen, because he don't want you to keep climbing into a proper attitude. But how many of you know that this morning that the devil is a liar? Because we're going to penetrate and we're going to hit in that target, because at the end of the day, we're going to be blessed and we're going to walk into the blessings of the Lord. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost going before us and the angels of the Lord going before us and coming back, giving us message just like spies going before, my God, to scan the territory. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost going before us and scanning the territory and let us know what time and season that we are in. So therefore, we're going to begin to penetrate in them areas for we can continue to see our flow of our finances, our life continue to change. Things in our life begin to, my God, maneuver from one place into another place. It might not be pretty, but at the end of the day, we thank you, Lord, that it is. So therefore, God, we engage into our prayer this morning. We take dominion of our mornings. First of all, we take dominion of our focus. Amen. Help us, Holy Ghost, for we can stay focused upon you. Keep us the same. Our minds the same. My God, our walk, my God, a strong walk, for we will not entertain the different things that the enemy is trying to shoot forth or shoot by us. Regardless if it's the message that come from people or come from individual, we shall not be individual to engage or entertain any type of gossip or any type of thing that is not of you, God. We shall continue to stay forward and looking forward and keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. I thank you this morning, God, that we have the victory. We have the victory that we are overcomers. Overcomers because not because we don't have issues of different things come into our life. Not overcomer because we don't get upset because we do. Things doesn't bother us because it does. We are overcomers because we refuse to entertain different things that are going to take us out of the divine alignment with you. So therefore, God, we are overcomers because we are staying focused. We are staying, we keep him into that prayer. We stand diligently into your word, and we shall rejoice at the end of the day. So Holy Ghost, we ask you to keep staying before us. Let us know what's going on, for we can keep making it to that success place that God has for us. Even though the Bible is must instruct as the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. Therefore, we're going to let them know when the Son of God resurrected from the dead, his killing time is over. Death is over. Dying is over. So therefore, our prayer life, it don't resurrect it from the grave. Our worship, it resurrected from the grave. Our peace, it resurrected from the grave. Our joy, it resurrected from the grave. So therefore, we shall not go back into a place to where we will not have no peace. We don't have no joy. Our finances are in funny. Our prayer life is don't want to get in order. Our worship don't want to worship. Therefore, we shall lift our hands all day and give God the praise. Because when praises go up, we got some type of blessing come down. So God, we thank you as we engage into your day and hour
penetrate through the heavens, continue to make a sound that we are not going to stop, because we realize as the adversary want to keep pressing, as the adversary want to keep attacking, as the adversary want to keep throwing diversion, we realize that it's a blessing that the adversary don't want us to see. We thank you, God, that before this month out, before this year is out, that we're going to be positioned into our blessed place. We're going to be positioned at the table. We shall not experience another day of lack. We shall not experience another day of hardship. We shall be kings and queens sitting forth at the table. We shall be in a position that we are commanding, that we are speaking, that we are calling for things into our right now life. We thank you, God, that as we continue to walk on this path, our minds and our spirits are stayed upon you. We shall stay upon you in this day and hour. Father, I thank you that things that is trying to pull us back, things that is trying to make us look back, I thank you that a shaking will come into our life that calls us to stay focused within you. Renew our hearts, renew our spirits, God, renew our mind, for we give you access to renew our minds every day, each day. And sometimes, God, we need it every hour by the hour, every minute by the minute. Thank you, God, for giving us the renewing. Thank you for renewing our minds. Thank you for renewing our spirit. God, this day and hour, we speak victory in our life. We speak victory in our homes. We speak victory in our body. We thank you, God, that our bodies, my God Almighty, is not responding to infirmities or any type of disease. We thank you, God, that our body is responding to what you designed it to respond to as we age and as we continue to live on. Different ages and different things happen in our body, but we thank you, God, that in responding to different things, even though we might not like what we're feeling or like the different things that are going on, but we thank you because this is what you designed the body to be. We rebuke any response of the body of any type of remedy or any type of disease. So we shall walk in complete health within you, God. Things that take place, it take place because this is what you're designed, my God, for this temporary body to be. We thank you, God, that we have the power to overcome different issues, different things that is set forth in our mind. We thank you, God, that we have the power to overcome our past, to overcome different things that is trying to haunt us and run us down in our past. We thank you, God, for the Goliath in our past has been defeated. We thank you for Leviathan in our past has been defeated. We thank you for the witch-like spirit in our past has been defeated, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. Send a refreshing down upon our spirit so we can keep driving within you, so we can keep pressing within you, God, in the name of Jesus. And as we come together in the spirit with one voice and one mind, we shall lift our tongues, we shall lift our voice. We shall live in unity. We shall live in one accord. We shall not live, my God Almighty, in division, in hidden motives. But we shall come together, God, with one sound and one voice, making a declaration unto heaven and say, hallelujah, we thank you in this day and time for you giving us the victory when we don't see the victory. You've given us, my God, the victory when we feel like we've been defeated. You've given us the victory when all the odds look against us. You've given us the victory when all the odds, my God, look like it's overtaking us. For we have the victory. And I prophesize in this day and hour, and I prophesize in the atmosphere. I prophesize victory. I prophesize winners. I prophesize conquerors. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because our spiritual digestive system, for we can begin to digest the different things as you release from heaven into our spirits, that we will not regurgitate anything up, cause our spiritual digestive system to function like it needs to function, to operate like it needs to operate. For as you spew it out of heaven, as you release it out of your mouth, we shall eat at the table from the spiritual part, and we shall digest the things that you said. And as this time and season goes, we shall digest every promise. We shall digest every word. We shall digest every victory that you spoke into us. Cause our spiritual digestive system to not digest or not to consume the different things that the adversaries want to release in the atmosphere. Cause our spiritual digestive system to regurgitate, because it cannot come on one accord with our spirit and our digestive system. Every lie that the enemy said about us, call our spiritual digestive system to regurgitate it up in the name of Jesus, to put a sour taste in our spiritual mouth. For we shall not take into the things of negativity and the things of what the devil said. We shall digest your promise. And if your promise says things is turning around, we digest it. If your promise says we have the victory, we digest it in the name of Jesus. If your promise says salvation going to hit our house, we digest it. If your promise says I'm going to work a miracle in your lives, we digest it. If your promise says you shall walk in peace, you shall walk in joy, we digest it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for delivering us from ourselves and from our enemies that is within ourselves in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for delivering us from our minds, from the different things that we consume and we think of, false perceptions. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from false perceptions, from the enemy of thoughts in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as we make a sound into heaven. Our spirits begin to be strengthened. Our minds begin to be strengthened. Everything about us begins to strengthen. Even as our thoughts, our preparation with the gospel shall be strengthened. Even as our shield of faith shall be strengthened. Even as our helmet of salvation, it shall be strengthened. Will show our breastplates of righteousness, for we done took many licks in the spirit as we put on our armor cost. So call forth the blacksmith angels, begin to make some pairs, my God, in corrections, and fix every dent and fix every crack as we've been worn and pressing in your divine will. So we loose the blacksmith angel to go to work on our armors, on our minds, on our spirits, in the name of Jesus, so we can keep engaging with the press of the Holy Ghost, with the word that is inside of us, for we shall not give up, we shall not quit, and we won't throw in the towel. We thank you, God, that we might be in a season of weeping. We might be in a season of a night. We thank you, God, that that season of weeping, a season of night, it got to come to an end, because our joy is right now on the corner, and morning is already here. I thank you, and we receive it all over the world, the joy of the Lord, and we know we're going to get our strength back. I thank you, God, that as the Holy Ghost begin to make a sound into the heavens and begin to make a sound into the spirits, those that have their head down will release a sound into the earth to lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, God is your comforter. God is your will. We thank you, God, that it shall be in the name of Jesus. I saw say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, that there are families that are trying to hide, trying to be sneaky under detectives. We thank you that it has been destroyed. We expose it in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Spirit of the living God, as our apostle prayed, that corporate prayer, touch it right now from the north, south, east, and the west, Holy Spirit. Move right now as never before. Rain down your anointing on God's people right now, Holy Spirit. Do it right now, internationally, nationally, locally, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now. Shake us right now in the name of Jesus. Mold us right now in the name of Jesus. Fix us right now, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now as we surrender all. As we surrender all, Holy Spirit of the living God, as we surrender all this morning, Holy Spirit, have your way. Move on us. Move on us. Touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our thought process in the name of Jesus. Move us to an area, Lord God, where we need to be. Elevate us, Lord God, where we need to be in you, Father God. Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, put us in alignment, put us in alignment, Father God, oh, glory be to God. Holy Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit of the living God, lean on us and lean in us right now. Adjust us. Adjust our hearts. Adjust our minds. Adjust our thought process of God through your Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now. Move right now, Lord Jesus. As you, Holy Spirit, attend to each and every one of us. Have your way, Holy Spirit, of the living God. Only you, only you, only you, Holy Spirit, can move us to where we need to be on this day. In the name of Jesus, we are Roshanda. Oh, glory be to God, Holy Spirit. Touch right now. Touch right now.
Yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, touch, Lord God, every trial, every tribulation, every circumstance, every situation. Touch it right now. Holy Spirit, renew us, fix it, everything that the apostle just prayed. Holy Spirit, you take full control as we surrender everything and all unto you. And we receive everything that the Father has sent down through the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ. Through his blood and sacrifice, Holy Spirit, that he sent you as a comforter to lead, to teach, to guide in the name of Jesus, to renew, to reprove, to redeem, Holy Spirit of the living God. Do it right now. Move on. Move on this land. Move on it in the four corners. Move on it. It's so vile. It's so hostile. So much evil. But Lord God, we know through your Holy Spirit that your love abounds in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Breathe right now. Your holiness. Breathe your righteousness. Breathe it right now, Holy Spirit. Of the living God. Have your way. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. Meet us, Holy Spirit. At our knees. At this hour. In this time. Get it in Oshana. Do it right now. Do it right now. And we'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the honor. We'll give your name the glory. In the name of Jesus. By his name. By his stripes. By his sacrifice. On Calvary's cross. Holy Spirit. We thank you for coming. We thank you for supping with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for seeing about us on this morning. We thank you for being present and ever abounding in the name of the Lord and the Father in heaven. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Turn around minds. Turn around hearts. Do it right now. Oh, glory be to God. Do it right now. It's never too late. Holy Spirit, while the blood is running warm in our bodies, touch somebody. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Do a work in them right now. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Ibushanda. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you for having your way this morning. We give you praise. And we give you the honor. And we give you the glory. Because you deserve it all. Glory, hallelujah. All to you we owe. Glory, hallelujah. So have your way. Now, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you right now that you allow your comfort, your Holy Spirit to come and to bring to us what the Father has sent down through you or your people on today. And we receive it in the name of Jesus. We receive it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give your name the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all your mercies, all of your tender kindness, all of your love, all of your peace, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. So go before us on today, Holy Spirit of the living God. Lead us, guide us, teach us in the ways of the Lord on today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the prayer. For the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, our soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. For he has been great, great things this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you feel a yes in your soul this morning? Hallelujah. And we say yes, Lord, to your will.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, to your way. in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, praise his holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Praise God. Well, this morning I had a little something, but I believe that the Lord is leading me to turn it back over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. My God, amen, amen, amen. Well, amen. I just give God the glory and be obedient. Say so, God, I want you to get ready to prepare yourself. Amen. As God will begin, as we begin, was beginning to engage into prayer this morning and begin to hit a certain area that the enemy want to detour and want to mess with our focus. Amen. You got to understand something. As you begin to soar into the spirit and you begin to get positioned, and this is the place to where individuals begin to go, Micah, up and down, up and down. That's the roller coaster. If you ever hear me speak, talk about the roller coaster, you go up and down. This is the area right here. Once you transition from one place in the spirit to another place and keep elevating, other words, my God, many of you, you don't overcome different things. You don't went through some things you don't overcome. You don't went through different things that try to pull you down or you out of or try to talk down to you. You overcome. Amen. Some of you don't overcome different attacks that it came through your marriage, different attacks that came through your relationship, different attacks that came through your ministry, through your church family. But guess what? You overcome. And when we overcome and we realize the attack is of the adversary and we realize the plan, what the adversary is trying to do and trying to engage, then we understand that he is not going to be able to come through us that way. Amen. You came through us that way to where it caused a shaking in our spirit. My God, we heard different things. It bothered us. We heard some gospel. It bothered us. We heard some lies. It bothered us. It bothered us, and it shook our spirit to at one point we react. But after a while, we did not react, and we're not entertaining the enemy. So therefore, guess what? You graduated. You don't graduate in vain to another place, my God, or move to another level. Now watch this. The enemy remember you on the level that you was on. So now he's been sending out a word on last week that we've been talking about, that the enemy trying to get up on some of you trails because he's been trying to find where you at. Other words, when he say try to find where you at or try to find you, he's trying to find what's going to trigger you now. He's trying to search what are you going to entertain. You're not entertaining the last relationship that you had last year because you went ahead and received your deliverance. So now he's trying to search what's going to move you, what's going to bother you, what's going to stop you from praying, what's going to stop you from worship. My God, I feel a criminal word. I feel a premium word this morning. What's trying to stop you? What's trying to stop your move? What would get your attention? What would get your focus? So he'll cause different diversion to happen around you. It's the same strategy. I want y'all to catch this here. It's the same strategy that God teaches us how to be fishermen of men. He teaches us to be fishermen of men. So using different baits to engage individual to bring them into a place of Christ or bring them into a place accepting the Lord of Jesus Christ. I share with you all, the enemy can only operate in the part of what he knows. And the only thing that he knows is the structure of heaven. He understands the structure in the movement of heaven. That's the place he comes from. That's the place he was taught in. That's the place where he operated in. So the system of the enemy, enemy, my God, kingdom in his tent and his operation, his system is set up in the structure of the order of heaven. If you want to know about the movements of the enemy, if you want to know how he functions, how he runs his system, how he runs in hell, how he runs that, you need to learn about heaven. Once you learn about heaven, you'll understand the structure of the enemy. Amen? That's all he knows. So now watch this. The same bait that we use, my God, and God teaches us to be a wise individual, to bring bringing weird individual to Christ, the enemy used the same thing to get your attention. Because for an individual want to come and they receive what you saying or receive Christ as their personal Savior, you showed them something that it was a penetrating to their spirit. You gave them a word that it was a life changing word. You brought them into a place to where they said, "My God," you presented them something that they cannot resist. So, other words, watch this. You got a response from the individual. Same thing with the enemy. The enemy going to place different things around you, trying to get different diversion, get you to move. Yeah. What's going to find you for you can react? What's going to cause you to look at him? What's going to cause you to back up? He said, "I cannot use what I used last year. I cannot use what I used a couple of months ago because you knew or you was on to me, my God Almighty, what I was trying to do in your life." So the enemy want to bring forth the different diversions again to get your focus, baby, because once he can get your attention and cause you to react, he's going to keep hitting you in that area because he don't want you to grow. He don't want you to soar. He don't want you to be what God called you to be. He don't want your prayer life to be into a place where God don't call you to be in. He don't want you to walk into an area that God called you to walk into. I'm telling you this morning, you got to stay focused. At the end of the day, you keep showing. Don't you look back because you don't hear some naysayer. Don't you look back because this is going on. Don't slip back into the old ways. Keep that old man buried. Let that old man stay dead. Don't call him up out of the ground to try to resurrect him. Let that old man stay where he's at, because the old man is just coming, my God Almighty, to work with the adversary to bring a distraction with you, so he can find you where he's at. So now watch this. The word came to cross. The enemy is on your trail. The enemy is trying to. The enemy is on you. And the reason why he's on you, watch this, because he don't throw a bait out there and you responded. And now when you responded, my God, he knows where you're at. Pastor Smith could testify to this. Amen. Pastor Smith could testify to this. I believe that one of the training, my God, that for them to find out a sniper that is hiding into the bush or hiding into the building. They're looking for some type of shining object. They're looking for something that brings a reflection to the light or reflection to a certain type of light. If it's the moonlight or the starlight or some type of reflection, especially in the dark, if they smoke cigarettes or smoke, they're looking for that red, my God, that red dot, my God Almighty, to locate or penetrate where the enemy is at. Amen. Looking for a different strategy, trying to find an enemy that is hidden. And that's what the enemy is trying to do with us, because he can't find us. He can't find you because you don't went to another place. You don't went to another level. So he's trying to find you because now you are hidden. So he'll throw a diversion out there. He'll throw something out there. Then once you respond to it, amen, it's just like, my God, you're finding that sniper. He don't lit up a cigarette, my God, did not cover it. He had a glass or some type of light that went on and went off real quick. We don't locate it where that enemy is at. So now we located the enemy. Now the troops going to be pursued to where the enemy is at. And now guess what? The individual that was hidden, now we on their trail. We on their trail. Now reverse that. Same thing with the adversary. Some of us, we've started back to respond to different negativity, responding to different things that going on that we don't been delivered from. We don't overcome from. And now we're responding back to certain things. Now we don't show the enemy where we at. So now he gets on our trail. My God Almighty. But how many of you know that he might think I'm here? I'm going to get ready to move to another place. I'm going to get ready to move to another area because I'm ready to receive the blessings that God has for me. Is anybody ready to receive the blessings that God has for you, your healing, your deliverance? My God, what God, I'm ready to send your sword up into the spirit. Matter of fact, I'm ready to soar higher than where I was at. Amen. So let's get to a place to where we focus. We're not reacting. We're not responding because he's trying to find you. He's trying to find what's going to make you hot, what's going to make you lose your temper, what's going to make you throw in that towel, what's going to make you quit. Y'all hear me? He's trying to find what's going to make you bring doubt in your spirit, what's going to rock you, what you going to do. My God, what's going to make you look back, take a step back, my God, to come and entertain him? How many of you know that we got to keep our eyes stayed on God? We're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep worshiping. We're going to keep seeking God. And the same strategies that he's trying to use on us is the strategy we're using on him. He's not going to take things from the Heavenly Father and to use it against us. The devil is a liar because God, my God Almighty, gave the strategies to us. And I dare each and every one of you flip the script on the enemy so you can begin to find different things that what triggered an enemy to come in your life. Study the enemy to find different things. Why he's coming here? What door coming here? Why this door open? Because you will not be coming back into my house. You will not be coming back into my mind. You will not be coming back into my life. And I refuse to allow you to pull that old man up to put back on me and making me think that's me. No, the devil is a liar. The old man is dead. It's going to stay dead. And I'm going to keep dwelling into the place of the Most High. Amen, amen. Stay focused. The enemy is trying to throw out different diversion to find your trail, to find your location. He's trying to find what triggers you now. What's going to make hot? What's going to get you to get your focus and get your character out of whack? And sometimes he'll take the past, he'll take what he know about you and keep hitting you in them areas to see if it's going to wear you down, to see if he could break you. Don't let him do it. You don't made it to a realm. You don't made it to a place. You don't made it to another level. Let's not go backwards. Let's not play this backup game and go forward and back up and go forward. Because after a while, they get tired of, because even though you're going forward, that's the same level that you don't seen a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. You just got back into that place. Let's keep going into new areas, new heights. And when we go into new areas, new heights, guess what? My finances change. I don't have the same finances. My finances increase. My relationships change. I don't have the same relationship. We don't have the same issue, the same problem. That doesn't change. Everything about our life has changed. My prayer life changed. My worship changed. I don't worship the same way. Now my worship is a deep penetration worship between God and living God. Because why? I'm keep increasing. And the higher you keep getting up to heaven, the more of God you feel, the more the presence of God and the reverence of God that comes into your life, you feel that you cannot do anything, but just like the others round the throne, we just say, holy is your name, holy is your name, holy is your name, almighty God, holy is your name. You should be feeling the presence of God just hovering around you all the time. Holy is your name. I bless God for you all this morning. Hopefully we share something with you, going to help you, my God, reposition, realign, and keep your focus for you can keep driving and keep giving you understanding for you can keep soaring into the spirits. Amen. Let's disengage and dismantle the things of the enemy and let's put on the things of God for we could keep engaging into the things of God for the success of the kingdom of God through by winning the souls and educating the souls and developing the soul to have a stronger relationship with the Almighty. God bless you all. Back to Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. What a word. What a word. Let us take heed. Amen. Praise God. And remember, keep moving. Amen. When you keep moving, it's hard for the devil to paint you as a target. Oh, bless his holy name. Yes. On today. Amen. Do not stop looking forward is our marquee banner on today. Amen. So with that, praise God. Take in what the Lord has given you on today. Praise God. enclave it in your heart, in your thought process, and use it. Pray God, the word of God, that will bless you richly on today. Amen. And we ask that you come on back tomorrow morning. Praise God. Where we'll do it all over again, giving God the praise. Tell somebody that God loves them, and so do you. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord.